From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama flies to Ohio today to talk about jobs and education. He'll hold a town hall meeting and see a wind turbine manufacturing lab at a community college. He's already told mayors gathered in Washington that he understands the suffering of millions of Americans who've been seeking employment to no avail month after month.
You can expect a continued, sustained, and relentless effort to create good jobs for the American people. I will not rest until we've gotten there.
The president also proposes new restrictions on what he considers risky investments by banks. The rules would have to be approved by Congress. But the news sent stock prices down as investors fled equities. Market watchers expect a further Wall Street slide when today's trading starts in less than half an hour. Relief crews in Haiti are now focusing primarily on helping survivors. The ruins of Haiti's presidential palace have become a staging area for medical evaluations. Sabri Benashour of member station WAMU visited the palace where patients were arriving.
Patients on stretchers are stacked in groups of four in the back of an army truck, some with nurses holding IV lines. They pull up beside the ruins of Haiti's presidential palace, Haiti's equivalent of the White House, and soldiers carefully unload each patient and bring them to a helicopter. At least 100 were brought to the U.S. naval ship Comfort. Commander William Todd is a surgeon on board.
We're seeing an overwhelming predominance of orthopedic injuries, which is what we know that we're going to be seeing in type of earthquake injuries.
In a bright spot, the first child was born aboard the Comfort to a mother with multiple fractures. Both mother and child are doing well. For NPR News, I'm Sabri Benashour.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates heads home today after a two-day trip to Pakistan, where he's been trying to improve relations and demonstrate a long-term U.S. commitment. Before leaving, he tried to reassure a group of Pakistani military officers and students, as NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
In a speech at Pakistan's National Defense University, Gates talked about common interests and mutual respect. Throughout his visit here, Gates has faced questions about U.S. drone strikes and about the Obama administration's new strategy for the war in Afghanistan. But the secretary says the biggest source of tension between Washington and Islamabad was the severing of military relations some 20 years ago.
And that is largely the reason for a very real and very understandable trust deficit.
Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Islamabad.
Indian airports are on heightened alert after a government warning that militants may be planning to hijack a jetliner. An aviation spokeswoman says the government received alerts from intelligence agencies. General Electric reports a 19% drop in its fourth quarter earnings and full year profits down nearly 40%. It says demand has been lower for a variety of products. This is NPR News. A House panel is recommending that Congress impeach a Louisiana federal judge suspected of financial misconduct. NPR's Debbie Elliott has the story.
A House Judiciary Task Force accuses Louisiana U.S. District Judge Thomas Porteous of high crimes and misdemeanors that go back decades. The charges against Porteous include allegations he took cash and other gifts from lawyers who appeared before his court and that he lied during his Senate confirmation process and in a personal bankruptcy filing. If the House proceeds with the impeachment and Porteous is then found guilty by the Senate, he would become the eighth federal judge in U.S. history to be impeached and convicted by Congress. The allegations stem from the FBI's Operation Wrinkled Robe, an investigation of state judges in Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, where Porteous served until he was appointed to the federal bench in 1994. He was not charged with any crime, but has been suspended. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
An opponent of same-sex marriage has told the court in a trial over California's same-sex marriage ban that he thinks gays are more likely to be pedophiles than straight people. William Tam also said allowing same-sex marriage would encourage lowering the age at which teenagers could legally have sex with adults. He testified as a hostile witness for the couples who've brought the suit trying to overturn California's Proposition 8, which defines marriage as between a man and a woman. Supporters of Proposition 8 have tried to distance themselves from Tam. Toyota is recalling 2.3 million vehicles sold in the U.S. because their accelerator pedal mechanisms can wear down and cause the pedals to stick. It's the second such recall for Toyota in months. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.